Hey everyone, welcome back to another Collective Podcast episode. I'm Nicole, your host, and today we have an amazing guest. His name is Kurt Kempton, and he is the brains behind ResponsiBid. And if you haven't heard of ResponsiBid before, you're going to want to check him out. But he isn't your typical entrepreneur. He's a family man and a bidet fanatic. We're going to talk about that a little bit more later because we're going to want to dive in. But he turned his obsession with systems into a successful career. So after selling his service company in 2014, he dedicated himself to fine-tuning ResponsiBid and helping service companies revolutionize their quoting process. When he's not busy advocating for bidet bliss, you can find Kurt consulting with business owners to enhance their sales systems and customer experiences. So welcome, Kurt.
Hi, Kurt. That's quite the intro there, Nicole. Thank you. Oh, wow. You want to dive in on bidets, huh?
We're going to. So before you make the audience behind me laugh, tell us a little bit about yourself. Tell us about your window cleaning company, first of all. I think that's really interesting. How did you get into window cleaning in the first place?
Well, I just graduated from college at the time, and I thought that I was going to start a mountain and road bike shop. Mm-hmm. And I had been managing one for years all through college. And it just occurred to me like that was going to be a huge mistake because I had two little ones when I graduated from college. I had a 2-year-old and a newborn. And it occurred to me, this is not going to work well for the family. Every holiday, every weekend, whenever the sun is up, after the sun's gone down, retail will require so much. Mm-hmm. And that's not even on top of leveraging all the inventory and vendors and stuff like that. So I realized, I was actually listening to an audiobook at the time called Millionaire Mind by Thomas Stanley, I believe it is. Anyway, he basically talked about how most millionaires do jobs that nobody else wants to do. And the first thing that kept echoing through my mind is, I don't do windows. And that truly was my introduction to maybe there's an opportunity here. And I'm glad I did it. Obviously, it changed my life. But I had a lot of learning I still had to do to get into it. But once I decided that's what I was going to do, I loved that when the sun went down, you can't really wash windows. You have to go home and help me with my other goals.
So was the window cleaning business your first business?
Yeah. Yep. It was the first. Yeah. I worked for a small business in the bike shop world. I actually worked for two different bike shops, general managing both stores. So I knew it was about small business and I felt like I was more invested than the owners on both of those. But then I also had, as a kid, I had, you don't want to call this a business, but I would paint the address numbers on people's curbs.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yep.
So I would knock on doors and I would say, the fire department recommends that you have your house number on the curb and you don't. Do you want me to do it? And a lot of rejection, but also like a lot of people are like, hey, little kid. Like,
yeah.
I was like probably 11, 12 years old. Go for it. And just had black and white spray paint, stencils, masking tape.
Yeah. That's great. Yeah. I think a lot of entrepreneurs have experienced something like that in the past when they were kids, where they just tried to make some money. I sold bracelets to my neighbors, friendship bracelets. You know, it did really well. And, but yeah, I think, I consider your first real business, registered business, kind of like your first child. You're learning everything, right? You make all the mistakes and you learn really hard lessons, and kind of as you go and you grow, you know, you kind of ease up a little bit and you learn what the most important things are, right? And so I'm excited to talk to you today because I want to talk about sales processes and why that's so important to have. There's going to be a lot of people listening that are business owners that absolutely hate sales. Maybe they are because they were maybe the technician before and think they can do a really good job at window cleaning and pressure washing, but answering the phones and closing a sale might freak them out. Going door to door might freak them out as well. But I do know having a really solid sales process, whether it's for yourself or for your team, is vital. And I also want to talk a little bit about ResponsiBid and what ResponsiBid is. I know a lot of people do know, but there's probably tons of people that don't and need to know. And then, of course, we're going to talk about bidets because we're not going to get away from that. So first off, with ResponsiBid, tell us about ResponsiBid in a nutshell. What does it do? Why is it so powerful?
Well, it helps people to quote quickly, to follow up flawlessly, and schedule smartly. So when I say quote quickly, I mean you throw specifications about the job into your own predefined like question and answer intake form, and then it'll convert that into packages and bundles. A lot of people don't realize that it's not just about quoting quickly. You also need to quote powerfully.
Right.
There's a lot of people out there who've grown their business, and they'll all tell you in the service industry, it's all about your ability to upsell a customer into what they actually need versus what they just called you for.
Right.
So we made a system so that you put in the information about the job and it will automatically start doing upsells and helping the customer curate more of a complete experience. For example, someone calls you for a house wash. Well, they probably should be quoted for a gutter cleaning, a gutter whitening, maybe a roof cleaning, some flat work cleaning. And if you do windows, probably some window cleaning after the house wash. It just makes sense. Like if we're going to pull up and do the thing you asked us, I'm just telling you right now, you're going to be most happy if we do all these other things. And a lot of people aren't doing that. So Responsibit helps to do that. Also, we know that if you give a quote to someone, there are a certain percentage of people who are going to close right away. They're ready to make the decision right then and there. There's also a very large percentage of people, depending on the time of year, depending on your geographic area, depending on the demographics, if they're older or younger people, some people are going to want to think about it longer. Some people need to think about it longer, wait for the pollen to fall, whatever the case may be. And those people, if you do not follow up with them flawlessly, you will just spend a bunch of time giving quotes that won't translate. So we also built as part of the system, once the quote's given, we help build the customer journey in terms of communication and making sure you never miss the communication.
Yeah.
And then scheduling smartly is basically, you know, most people who have tried to grow their business, they know that getting someone who can answer the phone and properly schedule people. And I mean, really scheduling people right, the right number of people on the job site, the right distance from the previous job scheduled for that day, not over scheduling, not under scheduling, all amount of time. All of those considerations, Responsibit does 10,000 calculations a second when you're trying to schedule to actually use our technology called CrewCal inside Responsibit. So it'll connect to your CRM and it'll automatically figure out all the drive times. It'll automatically figure out where makes the most sense in the calendar to schedule a customer. And so you can get the right person in the right spot on the calendar for the right crew that actually has the capability of doing that job at a specific speed. So it's pretty cool. And it's, you know, there's other technologies in it as well, but mainly our job is to become the greatest selling tool that any home service company could ever use.
Right. Yeah. And it is a super powerful tool. So if I was somebody coming in, say I just started my business, right, and it's going really well, I'm starting to book a lot of jobs, I'm starting to get really busy, and I'm a little bit overwhelmed with all of the tech and everything on the back end, right? So walk me through the process of like, how can I start small with Responsibit? Just baby steps. Like, what's the first step? And then how do I have the support to really build this whole account out? Just walk us through the whole thing.
Sure. Well, if you're a brand new sign up to Responsibit, we actually have just introduced a year ago, we introduced something called our Six Steps to Success program. So when you sign up, you get that as part of your sign up. And our people will basically help you download your brain into what questions need to be asked and how are you going to generate pricing and packages and bundles based off of that. Now, some people say, well, Kurt, I've got my company offers 70 different services. And I would say, well, we're not going to put all 70 in to start. We recommend maximum five. If you have five services, you know, if you have more than five services, let's focus on your main five and get them in there. And because otherwise you are eating an elephant all at once and you need to do it a bite at a time. So our team basically will go through with you. They screen share with you and we ask you the questions. We start filling out all the automations for you so that when it's time to start giving quotes, you know how it all works. We do think it's important that you're there while we're setting up the bulk of the account. We do some of it behind your back for you, but most of it, you'll be seeing how we're setting it up so that you can make the tweaks and adjustments you may want to make later. But, and we don't want it to be mysterious to you. We don't want to feel like some big black box controlling your pricing and sales. So anyway, after usually about three meetings with your success coach who is dedicated to your account, you will then have the ability to start giving test quotes out in the field. And depending on how you like how that's going. You'll meet with your coach again, and we have a polished process. We'll basically make sure that all the pricing comes out exactly how you like it every time. And then it's just as simple as making sure that every time someone asks you for a quote, that you just put it in the system and let the system do all the heavy lifting. Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. And I'm glad you have a really strong support system. ResponseMed has an amazing staff, by the way. I've worked with pretty much all of them one-on-one. And it's so important as a business owner to be signing up with a company that has a really strong support system for you, because it is hard to implement something new, especially the longer that you have been in business without putting in new systems and processes. And one of the things I talked about with Brant on another interview was objections and illusions from business owners. And I like to ask, what are some of the common illusions or objections that you see from business owners when you're talking to them about signing up for a service like ResponseMed?
Yeah, gosh, this could be the whole podcast.
Okay, give me your top one.
I would say that the biggest illusion people have is it's not worth doing if I'm not going to do it perfectly. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's, and so like when I said, we'll just put in like your first five services. Right. Some people are like, oh gosh, well then what's the point of even doing it?
Right.
I'm telling you right now, and this is my business. This is, I've seen it hundreds of times, thousands of times, probably, and other business owners. If you come at this from the perspective of it has to be implemented perfectly, number one, you don't know enough to do it. And number two, you are going to basically never be able to start anything. Mm-hmm. And it'll be so frustrating.
Right.
Perfection is the thief of joy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And so speaking of joy, I don't really know how to transition into this, but we're going to talk about bidets for a little bit. Because ever since I've known you, Kurt, it's been maybe 6 years, I think. 5 or 6 years. Kurt's been a huge fan of bidets the whole time I've known him. And I mean, I'm from a tiny island close to Japan. I've known about bidets, never had one. But after I've met you, I converted and I had to buy a bidet. And so I just want to know, because a lot of people do know this too, like why the obsession with bidets without being too vulgar on a podcast?
Yeah. Yeah. So for those of you that think I'm the big bidet guy, it's a little bit reductive to who I actually am. It's just something that I am passionate about, but I promise you there's more substance to me than this. But the thing is, it's really about hygiene to me. It's crazy that in a first world country,
right,
we're still having the conversation like, should I just wipe it with paper or should I wash it with water? Like, why are we even talking about this? Like, it doesn't make it. And then 2020 comes along and I was like, oh, Kurt, see, now there's a shortage. Now you can rub it in all of our faces. But I'm bummed. sorry, that was not intended. So I'm not trying to rub anything in anyone's face. And it's not about toilet paper shortages either. To me, it's like, if I come up to you and wipe peanut butter on your face, are you just going to wipe it off with a paper towel and call it a day? If I wiped it on your hairy arm, are you just going to wipe it off with a paper towel and call it a day? Because you can actually see that.
Yeah.
And there's areas of your body that you can't see that are far dirtier than what I'm proposing to you right now. And we're all pretending like somehow it's okay to just not be clean. I don't know. It's weird.
Well, I don't know who wouldn't love your passion for bidets. I think that they're great, especially if you have kids. Okay. I'm going to go and make it feel a little bit more normal. If you have kids, especially younger kids that are just learning to use the bathroom by themselves. I mean, it's such a nice thing to have to make sure that they're learning how to be clean and you're not having to check so many things. Cause that's why I got it. And it was 2020 when the world ran out of toilet paper. And I was like, this is ridiculous. We don't need toilet paper. There's a lot of other ways and better ways. So yeah. I appreciate your, I think a lot of people just would love to know that. Cause if they met you in person, and they met people that were really close to you, all of them would know about the bidets. And this is just an inside scoop for strangers out there to get to know you a little bit better. All right.
How funny.
And so thank you so much for being on this podcast episode. We're super excited to announce more things. Do you have anything you want to announce about ResponseMed? Anything new coming up in the future that you want to share with everyone?
Well, at this point right now, we have just made some pretty massive changes to ResponseMed in terms of interface and some of the functionality of ResponseMed. And we have a product manager, a lovely and brilliant human being by the name of Brittany. Brittany Sharp is our product manager, and her job is to take ideas from concept to prototype to the real world to refinement. So all of these ideas that we've taken in, if you are interested in having any say in some of these new cool features and how they kind of work in the real life, in the real world, in your workflows, it's been so fun to hear with this big update that's come out. Some of the things that our prototypes proved were going to be great have proven in the real world to not be as good as we had hoped they would be. And people have been so nice and candid with Brittany. It's been fun to see how some of these things that were great in concept have really turned into really cool workflows. And they're all coming down the pipeline right now. In fact, some of them, they're coming out as of right now with the podcast coming out. A lot of them are being released. So I would say it's probably less about any one specific thing and more about us. You know, we really listen, and that's a really cool part of the work we do.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Kurt, for being on this podcast, and we will see you next time.
All right. Thanks, Nicole.
See ya. Thank you so much for joining us for another episode at The Collective. You can learn more at collectivestrong.com. Please check the notes in the description. Be sure to subscribe to our channel and hit the bell for notifications. Until next time.